Diversity. The church expands to Antioch.
So after the persecution in Jerusalem, the believers fled to cities in all the surrounding countries. And wherever they went, they shared the news about Jesus to the Jewish people in those places. But in Antioch, they also shared the news about Jesus with people who were not Jewish. And God's power was with them, and many people became believers. News about this reached the church in Jerusalem, so they sent Barnabas, who was a good man and trusted God, and he allowed God's Spirit to direct his life. And when he got to Antioch, he was glad to see that there were many new believers among the people, and he encouraged them to remain faithful to God's word. And many more people became believers. Barnabas went to Paul's hometown to get him, and when he found him, they both came back to Antioch. For the next year, the two of them stayed with the church there and taught large groups of people about Jesus. And it was in Antioch that the believers were first called Christians. It was during this time that a group of prophets came from Jerusalem. And God spoke through one of them that there would be a famine in the entire region. The famine did happen, but before it began, the church in Antioch decided to collect an offering. So everyone gave what they could and sent it with Paul and Barnabas to the church in Jerusalem. And afterward, they returned.